And again, Kathy Dawes with John Briggs, director of the Kanza Prairie Biological Station, and went over all the information about the new bison calves, four little ones out there running around somewhere. And it's time now, let's talk some about the trail. And a reminder, it's a wonderful trail. The length of it, and you know, it's a great place for people to walk and enjoy, and kind of describe it for maybe someone that doesn't know about the trail.
Yeah, it's very important, I think, for a lot of reasons. Number one, there are such few places to go in this area. And this is originally was a Eagle Scout project that many years ago he set up, along with Dr. John Zimmerman, kind of getting some points. And it literally goes from Kings Creek, which is a stream that flows out of the headwaters of Kanza. It's one of the few streams in North America that has its headwaters in agricultural area that's not in agriculture. So it's a very important unit of that. It goes from that. It goes up at a very steep hill if you want. And you get up to the top, and you can see the river valley. And so you can see the Kansas River. You can see Manhattan. To the north, you turn around, you get a nice view of the Flint Hills. And there's a variety of loops that you can go on. And the longest one is around 6 miles. It goes through a lot of terrain, different burning treatments. It unfortunately goes through an area that has a lot of trees because it hasn't been burned. We're trying to burn it again. So you can really see the different land use practices. It also goes through some a wooded area, an old farm homestead, the Hokinson House, so that people can kind of get some idea what it was like to be on the prairie before electricity, before all those convenience. And so we have some buildings still maintained there that people can walk around. So it is just what I think is a very wonderful hike.
And you've done some work on it in the last year or two also, I know. It seemed like there were some flooding issues or something at one point.
And people don't realize just how hard it is to maintain a trail like that. And we have some wonderful people, two docents, Joe Gelroth and Ken Stanford. They spent a lot of time going through that trail. The stream, we do have a bridge over it, and it is a flashy area. And a year ago, it came up so fast and it knocked out the bridge. And then, unfortunately, a big oak tree happened to come down at the same time in the stream and tangled up in the bridge. So we had to cut out the oak tree, repair the bridge, and then put it back on there. So, but it, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes when you go out there and you look at this little stream that you can think it can get that high. But after rains, heavy rains come out at a hard time, you can get a lot of runoff from that.
Now, I know you have signs up everywhere about the do's and don'ts. And we do have a transient population, but people still, if they could read the signs, would probably know those do's and don'ts. But unfortunately, they don't always follow that. And it sounds like you're having some issues again.
Yeah, it's nice weather. People have been inside, cooped up. They want to get out like we all want to. And we have some very simple rules. Number one, we ask people to only stay on the trails. We just want people to respect the land. It is private property. We are opening it up so people can experience the Tallgrass Prairie. We also ask that you bring your dogs at home. I'm a dog lover, but I don't take my dog out there.
Leave
your dog at home. Then we ask people that if you bring something out there, that you pack it back home. Don't deposit the trash in various places. But the three main things is stay on the trails. No pets of any kind are allowed. And just please don't leave us any of your trash. Just take it back home with you.
So in other words, you could eat a snack or something, but just be sure you put that wrapper back in your bag.
Yeah, we don't have any picnic tables. We don't have an area for that. We are not a park. We are a research area, and we allow people to have this little view of the Tallgrass Prairie. We want to share it with us. And the Nature Conservancy, who owns the land, wants us to also share it with the general public. We just ask that people just obey these few very simple rules.
And you said you've been having a little problem with people going out at odd hours of the morning.
Yeah.
What's with that?
The Nature Conservancy wanted us to get some idea of some of the problems. So they bought us some trail cameras, and so we've been putting them out there. And it is kind of shocking to see people out there at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when the hours are posted dusk to dawn. And we would request that they just simply follow our very simple rules. There's no reason for people to be out there at that time of the evening. They're going to disturb the wildlife probably more because the wildlife's out there. They could hurt themselves. There's a lot of reasons not to go out there in the evening times.
And I imagine you haven't had to hopefully get to this point yet, but I mean, they could be charged with trespassing or something, I would think, if they are there when they shouldn't be. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but. The Kansas regulations state that they have to get a warning before we could formally charge them, but because it is private land, we could tow off their vehicles if they're out there and we come across this vehicle. We've asked K-State Police and Riley County to patrol a little bit more. But they're very busy on that. So we, again, just simply ask people to, obey our very simple rules. And I would like to stress, this is a very small percentage. Most of the people, you can just tell, are enjoying it. A lot of people have contacting us, on that. So it is a treasure, and I'd hope local people would treat it like that.
And people can take their cameras and take pictures of
Yes,
their own.
They can, and post it on Facebook and other places on that. So we have a lot of people do that, and we have a lot of people who will make special trips. They can't. It's well known across the state and across the country. We'll have people from all over the country stop and say, I've heard about this trail and it's just as good as it says it is.
Do you have groups that come? And I mean, are tours available, that kind of thing?
We don't do any formal type of tours. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, a group of people will get out there at a time and one of our docents might lead them. We have a lot of visiting college groups that are coming out this weekend. We have a group coming down from a private college in Minnesota, staying on site. And they'll be walking the tours, the trails with a guide.
What about ticks? You're already seeing them, and
they're
it's early
out.
Spring.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're out, and that's another reason you might want to stay on the trail. You're going to get less ticks if you wander off. Not surprising with the woody vegetation, the humidity we've had, and the heat. They're out there in full force.
And you might want to check yourself. Repellents help to some extent.
Yes. Repellents, strong doses of DEET is one of the best ones, long sleeve. And also, again, stay out of the brush, stay on the trail. But when you get home, if you've been out there, I would think I would check myself over. You can find them.
Plant life's pretty healthy, or is it too early to determine that? I'm guessing, as you said, things really greened up, at least for the bison.
Yeah, there are some flowers starting to come out, the very early ones. The grasses are getting nice and green. They're 4 to 6 inches tall, and probably around June is our peak spring flowering time. So it's got a little bit longer to go on that, but things are popping out there, and that's the exciting thing. If you go out there over time, you can also go online on the docent Friends of Kansa Keep environmental page, find out what's blooming, and kind of keep track. And if you go out there this time of the year, once every 2 weeks or so, you're going to see new plants almost coming up all the time.
Do you have an idea how many varieties you have out there? I'm sure you probably do.
But. Well, our scientific people, keeping a list, we have over 600 different types of flowering plants that's been identified on there. So a lot of those are kind of obscure, a lot of on that, but there's a lot of diversity in that area.
Wildflowers, and any more prevalent, or just out of curiosity what people might see? I mean, for the flower lover out there.
Right now the wild indigo is starting to come up, the Baptisia, scientific name. There's a yellow one up now, and then pretty soon there's going to be a purple one. They're up for about a couple of weeks, and then they'll go directly to pods. But a lot of things are starting to pop up out there.
And, you know, I think sometimes we tend to forget. I went to a venue yesterday, and we forget the beautiful views that we have in the Flint Hills. There's just so many areas where that are just gorgeous with the hills. And of course, the Konza Prairie is one example of that.
Yes, I think so. I mean, that's why I think it's so popular, given the limited venues that they are in there. And like I mentioned, you can get up, get those nice views of the river valley and turn around the other way. And if the day is clear and you don't want to go out today with the wind blowing, you might get knocked off the wind, off the hill with the wind. But it's a very nice time out there.
We might remind people where you're located. I mean, I just assume everyone knows, but how do they get there?
Well, McDowell Creek Road off 177. It's about 5 miles down the road. We put up a brand new sign thanks to Jill Hokus, our environmental educator, who wrote a grant to the Pine Foundation here in town. And so we got some funds. We have a brand new sign on the road. It ought to be easy to see.
Well, before we wrap up, anything else you're wanting to highlight today, John?
I'd just like to remind people, if they come out, just follow the very simple rules we have posted and allow us to keep it open. And we also have a donation slot. It takes funds to operate that place, and we would love to have more people give their fair share to help us keep it open.
Always looking for volunteers, I'm guessing, too.
We always need volunteers. There's Dozens. Opportunities to get trained, become a member of the Friends of Konza Prairie, find out more about it. There's a lot of information. So we will take and abuse anyone who wants to be abused. We love to have people help us.
Well, it's been a pleasure. John Briggs with us today, director of the Konza Prairie Biological Station. We'll take a break. When we come back, Timothy Schaefer, Kansas State University with the National Institute for Civil Discourse. And a lot to talk with him about these days. 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.